Years ago, when I was in Pratt, is one morning we were had just finished the funeral mass and we were in the car of the mortician heading out to the cemetery, and the mass servers were in the back seat. And I must have made a comment to the driver, we were fairly good friends, that I had been called to the house of this man to give him the anointing of the sick before he died. And one of the servers in the back seat said, "I think I'd rather call a doctor." You know, that server had a very pragmatic approach to things. He was focused very much on the visible and the material. He was focused on what one can see. Obviously, my focus was a little different. My focus was on that person's eternal life. And I was very glad to have that chance to be present to him, to give him the sacraments before the moment of his death. But between the two of us, there was a very different focus. One very pragmatic, very practical. The other, much more focused on the spiritual, the things of God. St. Paul tells us, he says, what we can see is temporary. What we cannot see is eternal. It's a saying for us to hold in our memory. All of these things we see are temporary. But that deep inner life, that relationship with God, that is something we cannot see. And yet it is the very thing that will last forever. And so it challenges us to keep our focus in the right place. You know, the reading this morning from the gospel is kind of shocking to people because it seems like Jesus is praising dishonesty. You know, that steward that figured out a way that once he was dismissed from his job, he would have friends. And so he did a little cheating. Well, I don't think that's Jesus' point to praise dishonesty. But his point is a very good one. He is saying that sometimes we are much more astute about those things we see than we are about those things that we do not see. We're much more astute about practical matters, monetary matters, matters of health, than we are about our spiritual lives. Now think about it for a moment. If suddenly you have a pain in your chest and you begin a cold sweat, you don't mess around, do you? You get an ambulance or you get to the hospital. You know, you don't say to yourself, "Well, someday I got to go to the doctor." No. You take action. Or let's say you go out and you're getting ready to drive your car a little distance on the highway, and you look and there's a balloon on your tire, you know, a big bulge. You don't say to yourself, "Well, maybe I better get that fixed next week." No, you fix it now because you know you could be in trouble. Or, you know, if you know your boss calls you in and says, "You know, if this doesn't change, you're out of here." You don't say, "Well, maybe next year I'll work on it." No. You do it now. You're very attentive to that. And what Jesus is saying to us, can we be as attentive to the things of God as we are to the things of this world? And yet sometimes we're not that way. Very often we're not. Have you ever said to yourself, one of these days I ought to go to confession? Or you ever said to yourself, well, I should pray more. Maybe when the kids are raised, I'll get around to that. Or maybe when I retire. Or have you ever said, yeah, I know there's some things I need to cut out of my life. I need to quit looking at pornography. I need to quit cheating at work. I need to quit lying. Yeah, one of these days I'm going to work on that. You see, we're very astute about those very practical matters. Those things that we can see. But when it comes to the spiritual matters, there's a real tendency, and I think we all do it some, at least I do, we kind of say, well, I can put that off till tomorrow, or the next day, or next week, next year, when I get older, when I retire. I remember as a child always thinking, when I get into high school, I'm going to pray more. I don't know what dream that was, but anyway. but you have that sense. I remember one priest saying, he said, when I retire, I'm going to have some time to pray. And when he retired, he said, it didn't help. We need to be astute about those things that really matter. And that's what Jesus is challenging us to focus on the things that we cannot see because they last forever. There's a line in the gospel today when we read it. I think we read it at the pastoral council meeting. Also, we read it at our presbyteral council meeting that really caught my attention. And it was the phrase, dishonest wealth. Dishonest wealth. And I got to thinking about that a lot. Wealth, worldly wealth, is dishonest. Because what it does, it gives us a false sense of security. I've got a good savings account. I've got money in my IRA. I've got money here. What is that? 401, whatever that is. We have security in that. Or we think, man, I got good insurance. I'm okay now. Or, man, I've got a lot of friends. They'll support me when I need help. Well, those are all good things. But they don't give us security. Because the bottom can fall out of our lives at any time. We can become ill and die. We can have an accident. That security that we place in the things around us, the things we see, is a false security. It doesn't really give us security. But the security we place in the things that we cannot see, that's the security that lasts forever. If I have a good relationship with our Lord, if I'm building up that relationship, then I have security, because no matter what happens here, I'll be ready for what is to come after here. One of the thrusts of the readings this morning, which I'm only going to touch, is the whole thing about what do we do with the material things God gives us. The first reading, this first reading, and then again in the gospel reading in a rather subtle way, it is saying to us, we need to use those things in such a way that they prepare us for the eternal. And the way we use them is to use them generously. If we focus everything that we have, and I don't mean just money, I mean our talents, our time, if everything is focused on me, and what I want and what I need and what makes me feel good, then I'm not using them astutely, wisely. It's all focused on the visible. But if I'm generous with what God has given me, I share my time with others, I help others when they're in need, yes, I share my monetary resources with others. If my focus is more on what I can give to others, what I can do for others, then I'm building up something for eternity. That gospel kind of has that concept in it that we will make friends for ourselves who will welcome us when we pass from this life to the next. And that's what we are to use our material resources for. Not just for me, but in some way so that I am kind and generous and thoughtful to others, that I'm being really astute with the things God has given me, so that when I pass from what is visible to what is now invisible, those things will be like a bank account for me, a wealth for me, a wealth that will welcome me into the kingdom of my God.